when you so many are there who have stopped, and so many of course because of Baba's instructions, of course they would have ruined their own life, but they are saved. There are certain persons I know that they took drug and they were mentally deranged, but now how they are behaving, they have become calmed down, they have become quite normal. So when this is harmful thing, and still if you just think that, oh, there should not be any rule. Rule means now rule should not be there, all right. But we, for the sake of management, we have to make certain rule. Just like it is for everybody's help, Baba's tomb, it remains open up to 8 o'clock. If you say that, why not, I want to go there at midnight. So that is not, why should we follow your rule? When we go there, registration, what is the need? We have full freedom, why should you register? It should not be done. It is required legally, we have to send report to the police. And police is very watchful, every person, you know, address, everything we have to send to the police. So it is for your good, whatever is there, you must follow. So whether it is Myrtle Beach or any Mehrazad or any center, even here if you come, you just say that when I follow Baba, how can you follow Baba when you don't follow his wish? When he has asked not to take drugs, why should you do that? And if you cannot do that, then of course you are breaking his order. So he will not feel pleased with that.
But we're talking about people who are not following Baba, but just want to.
If they are not following, they have to observe this. They have to observe. It is not that you should take drugs and then, because we don't follow, you can do anything there in the center or at Mehrazad. So when Baba was there, and Baba, how he would keep the people there. So it is there, he has given that life. According to that, of course, that management is there. It is not from we just formulate the rules, or these rules are not there. It is for the sake of management.
Not about them bringing it on the center, but about them quitting for the rest of their life. Did they have to promise to stop? In order to come on the center, they had to promise never to take for the rest of their life. Not to bring it on.
Suppose if they don't take drugs there.
Yeah.
And if they don't take drugs and they just go just to surrender it, that is quite different thing. And it is for you, even when you go there and you have that determination that I am going there just to get rid of it, I will not take drugs there, then where is the question? Who will stop you?
No, the rule is that people cannot come to the center unless they agree not to take drugs for the rest of their life.
So it is good rule. It is good rule. If it is there, it is a very good rule.
Exactly. I think the rule is that you haven't taken drugs within a certain period of time before you come to the center. But if you have, then if you wait until that certain period of time has elapsed, I don't know what the exact period of time, but just say it's a year.
Uh-huh.
So if you would wait a year and not taking drugs, then you would be allowed to come to the center.
Okay.
I think part of the reason that there's a rule involved with drugs is also practical reasons. There was a situation a few years ago where people were trying to remove some of the tax-exempt status of the center and threatening the existence of the center because they wanted to have that property for commercial purposes and try to release some of the property. It's a very valuable property. If people were to bring drugs to the center and the police would come in and they would have an excuse then to say, well, look, here's drugs here, there's drugs going on and so forth, and it would create an excuse for them to try to take away the tax-exempt status that they have for being, you know, a religious non-tax organization. So it's a very practical thing.
My understanding is that rule was in place long before the tax issues arose. No, but it was really
when Baba has expressed his wish that drugs should not be taken. So yes, of course one should follow. If one does not follow, then why one should go there? So why to praise them that there should not be any rule, this is open for all and you must go there, it is not a religion. When he has expressed his wish that drugs should not be taken. So when you can't follow this little thing, how will you follow him? Forget about Maya Baba, but just God. How can you follow God? How can you follow Jesus when you cannot follow this little thing? Drugs, of course, no. It should not be taken. It should be stopped. If they feel free to take, of course, they have their own thing to do. Nothing to do with the center or anything. Because we also feel sometimes very much perturbed because of that. People come and they say that freedom, freedom. Nobody knows about the freedom. What is freedom? Everyone is bound, but one does not know that how I am bound. What is freedom? No one has any idea about freedom. So freedom, of course, it should come from within. That is eternal freedom. We are bound and we talk about freedom. And freedom means indulging in this, all these things, in illusion. Indulging what, to any extent? What gain is there? Can you get anything? Have you got any gain? If you just go on indulging in this thing, there is no gain. No gain at all. And the all-knowing, he knows. He knows about that, what will happen to the world if it goes on like this. There are people, it is their business. In India, from Pakistan, so much drug, this marijuana and other thing, you know, they just export. And so many scandal and this, and they send to different countries also. In colleges, in school, and even in small, where the small children go there, they sell sweets and they mix something in the sweets and they give to the children. And once they are addicted, they want the same sweets. How they are ruining because of money, for the sake of money, how they are ruining the children and different people. So such things should not be known. That rule means it should be very firm rule, I should say. That when one cannot be just allowed to take drugs there, or if he goes there with the determination that I am going to leave these drugs, he should not use them. He should not have drugs, he should not take there. So long he is there, of course he should not. We also, many pilgrims go there and we also don't allow them to have. Even we are very, very liberal, I should say. Liberal in the sense that when they go to Ahmednagar and of course they want to go to restaurant and they want to drink beer, all right, have it. Not, we don't stop them. Yes, sir, they are habituated and there is nothing wrong in that. Why should we stop them not to do this? So that is not the thing, but that thing which is harmful, how should we allow that? And Baba has already given message on that. And if such rule is there in the center, I am happy that they have made good rule. And it is for good of all. Why should we just create some trouble again that, why we should have freedom? This time when I went to Myrtle Beach, there is one girl. Of course, mentally, of course, she is sick. Last year she had come to Mehrazad. So, of course, she was prohibited to come to the center because she creates trouble. So she wanted to see me, but I went there, even I observe rule. It is not that when I go there, so I am something else, I have come, why I should follow rules. I also follow the rules there. So when I came to know that, of course, she was asked not to come to the center because she was creating trouble. So I went to see her. I also found out that if I would go there, whether it would be objectionable. No, you can go and see her there outside in her house. So I went there. And she was in a very bad plight, and I consoled her, this, that, and I said that don't think that they have stopped you from coming to the center. Do one thing. Now I am here. Just phone Jane Hens from here, say that Bhau is here, and ask her permission, and then, of course, you can come. So she phones. So Jane actually wanted to talk to me there. So she was talking, and this girl, she hears, and she started shouting, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. She started shouting. I said, just keep quiet, why do you do like this? I am arranging. Then I arranged in such a way that she should go and talk to Jane about that and observe certain rules. Now when the center is closed at 10 o'clock, then why should she be there up to midnight? How can they allow? They close the gate. So she would be there at up to midnight, going here and there, guest house here. She would visit this one, that one. So they would not like, and she would not listen. She would say that our freedom, I am free. Who is there to ask me not to do this? So then there should be some management. One should just think about the management. Of course, for the management, the rules are required. Only for the sake of management, if you follow those rules, it does not mean that you are just losing anything, your freedom. On the contrary, it is useful. And it is useful for all concerned, then management can be made. But if everyone comes and says, this is my freedom, I just want to be in the center at 1 o'clock in the morning. I want to pray to Baba at 1 o'clock. You open the gate. So, beloved will not feel happy about it. You are not making him pleased. On the contrary, you are creating trouble for him. So such thing, one should just think about that. When I went there, just like, you know, registration, I also went there, registered myself.